Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm good.
Yes.
Today, as always, we have exciting show to share with you, but first and foremost, we always want our listeners to know that our message here is to prove that chronic disorders, whether it's pain, non-pain disorders, emotional disorders, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, Alzheimer's, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we've been kind of trying to drill it into our audience for many years that you will be pain-free, symptom-free without the use of drugs or surgery. And after a while, you will not need our treatment.
And one more thing, that most chronic disorders are very easy to cure. And that's a tragedy that the medical profession had not embraced our method.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so millions of people are still suffering because they don't want to learn it. And you listen to our show, almost every guest get better the very first time. In our practice, about 90%, 95% of them get better the first time, despite the fact that they could have decades of problems.
Right. And what we actually teach our patients is that almost a majority of the cause of what they have is from stress and emotional problems. And so we really address that emotional aspect of your issues. And what Dr. Tong likes to say, we like to release your emotional garbage. And in doing that, we connect your spirit and your body back together and allow your body to do what it's supposed to do and heal itself so that you don't need the drugs to control the symptoms.
The drugs are the cause,
right,
of your symptom, or your problem, okay? It aggravates your underlying cause of your disease,
right?
Even though you suppress a symptom.
Right.
Suppressing symptom doesn't mean that you're healthier.
Because if you stop taking the medication, the symptoms come back, which means that you don't fix the underlying problem in the first place.
Well, there are two recent studies. One recent study called the ACCORD study for diabetes. The more drug you use to suppress the symptom closer to normal, up to 200 to 300 times as many people are dying from heart disease from the diabetic drugs. And in fact, this same experiment was done 30 years ago called the University Diabetic Group Study. And same results.
This is actually seen in a lot of diseases, though, too. Actually, atrial fibrillation. Now they say that it's actually better to have a little higher heart rate normally than to suppress it with medication, because in the long run, you're going to have more morbidity and more mortality. So they're saying that it's actually better to have your heart rate in the 90s with less medication than to suppress it down to the 70s with medication.
But the best is get rid of the problem so your heart rate is normal.
But the point is more medication, normal lab values does not necessarily mean better health.
Exactly.
And that's a huge point.
This is the first point you guys need to learn, because not everybody can come for this kind of treatment yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. So remember, the less drug you use, the better.
Right.
The bottom line is that the underlying cause of anything is how much healing power you have.
Your chi, your energy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. In the real world, how much money you have in a company. Money buys chi. Money buys executive chi, labor chi. That's your power to heal. Okay. So you have good enough power, you don't get sick.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information, as well as all of our past radio shows and YouTube videos archived on the website. I just want to kind of recap who we had on the past couple weeks if people have been missing our show. We had Dawn on with us. She was talking about her 5-year-old son who was born with a developmental delay, probably from
brain damage,
yes, from decreased oxygen when she gave birth to him. And he was actually given the diagnosis of CP, cerebral palsy. When they first brought him to see us, he actually had hearing problems, headaches. He kept hitting his head, very poor growth, failure to thrive.
Irritability.
And actually, after the first or second treatment, she said that his hearing was already better and he wasn't hitting his ear anymore. Mm-hmm. He's been coming to see us periodically. Things are doing much better for him. He's actually growing
faster.
Yeah. He's growing faster. He's getting taller. His head, the shape of his head is actually rounder than it was when he first came. He had kind of a cone-shaped head, most likely from when he was in utero. He was pushed up against his mother's rib cage.
And the eyes is more synchronized before he was spread out.
We also had on with us Mike, who suffered from back pain for quite a while. And after actually the first treatment, he already had significant improvement. After the second treatment, he actually felt a sense of well-being, which he had not felt for many years. And then we also had Di on with us, who talked about her husband, who's been suffering from diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a very severe cellulitis, recurrent infection in his left lower extremity. He had gone to the hospital. They did umpteen number of tests, ultrasound. They found a clot in the lower part of his leg, but it wasn't deep. It was a superficial clot. And they then went on to put him on Coumadin, which is a blood thinner, which actually caused him to urinate blood. He refused it afterwards, did not get better. Finally, after some urging from his wife, decided to come see us. And after the first treatment, actually, his pain, the swelling, the redness and inflammation went down completely. And he's actually changed his whole outlook on medicine and is following a more holistic approach to healing himself and trying to get himself off medication. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next first guest?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Dolores. Welcome, Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today to share your story. First, can you tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to come see Dr. Tong?
Well, I heard about Dr. Tong on the radio, and this was way back in 2007.
Oh.
I initially saw him about my knee. I had a fall, and I was having problems with my knee, and also a neck problem that I was having.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned my glaucoma at the time with him, and he also gave me a treatment for my glaucoma.
You have asthma as well, too, right?
Yes, I have asthma as well.
What else do you have?
But anyway, about 2 or 3 weeks later, I went to see my glaucoma doctor, and he was really surprised about my eye pressure. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And
after how many treatments was this after?
Yeah, how many treatments?
I think I'd had like 2 or 3 treatments. Mm-hmm. And we had, this was just after one treatment.
First treatment, yes.
Tell the truth.
Well, it's been a few years, right?
That was just after one or two treatments. Yeah.
And how low did the pressure go in your eyes?
You know what? It was really bad because I wasn't keeping track of my pressure. Uh-huh. But I know that it was running maybe 18, 20.
Okay.
Almost normal.
Both eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when he did it, it must have been, you know, maybe down into 12 or 14.
Wow.
Currently, you know, what has happened, I just had my high pressure checked yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm seeing a retina specialist over a retina problem that I'm having. But they took my pressure, and it was like 13 and 14.
Wonderful. And you just had a treatment a couple days ago, right?
Right. Remember this time when you first came back, I treated your right eye, the bad one, and the pressure went from 29 to 14.
Yes, I believe it was like 28, 29, and then when I went back to see the doctor, which was about 2 weeks later, the pressure had gone way down.
Wow.
And that doctor also, you know, commented about, oh, your pressure is really, really good.
Yeah, but when you tell him that what you are doing, he just rolled his eyes.
Yeah, it was just kind of like he didn't ask me, you know, what doctor or what I had done, because I told him that it was injections and also acupuncture, and he didn't, you know.
Well, here's the point.
If it was me and I was the doctor, I would want to know, what you had done or what.
And did he know that you were not taking drops? Because you stopped taking the drops, correct?
No, I didn't stop taking the drops.
Oh, okay. But when you were taking the drops, the pressure did not come down, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay, let me give you the detail. That, you know, the first time I treated you, when you say your eyes have a problem, the bad eye, I treated the right eye, the bad eye, 29, the pressure. The left eye was 19. So I only treated the right eye. The right eye go from 29 to 14, but the eye that I did not treat went from 19 to 17. Now that should raise a question. Why one eye drops so much, the other don't drop so much?
Yes.
If you use the same drops, okay? But regular doctors are totally disinterested, not interested, especially something that they don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to pursue the treatment, or they don't want to see what
something else that's working better than their treatment. Yeah.
Instead of taking these expensive drops, which I'm taking three of.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Yeah, plus the fact that it didn't.
They're not working. Mm-hmm. Are so expensive, and you know you're putting something into your body that's not natural.
What's causing you some side effect? Correct or not? Why do you stop?
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Why did you stop the drug? I mean, the drops.
Why did I not stop the drops?
No, why did you?
She did not stop the drops.
Oh, you did not stop.
She did not stop
okay.
them.
I did
Somebody
not
else
the
did,
drops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another patient, yeah.
But the point is that the pressure was not getting better with the drops, and there was a significant...
Not at all.
Yes,
not at all. In fact, he had even in the past added another drop, and it was higher, you know.
The pressure went higher after they added the third drop?
Uh-huh. They added a third.
Well, that's one way to add some more drops. You know, with higher pressure, you need another drop, the fourth drop.
Right.
That's how they make money.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about your vision in your poor eye? You said one of them is, did you check, was it 20/20 now? Or?
Well, I feel like if I would have continued with Dr. Tong's treatment, maybe I wouldn't have had the eye loss, the vision loss that I had in my right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But my left eye, when I've had recently treatments within the last, you know, I think in August I saw him, I had to get a new prescription order for my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is both my optometrist and also the glaucoma doctors commented about how improved my vision was in my left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that it had gone from, you know, I don't remember what the prescription was, but it was very, very improved.
It's better,
and
right?
I,
yeah.
Yes, yes. I mean, it was like 20/20.
Yes.
And previously, I had to have glasses to, you know, read the eye chart.
Mm-hmm.
And both my optometrist and also the glaucoma doctor mentioned that, and I told them both, yeah, I've been having injections and I have been having acupuncture.
Yeah, we also have another patient with macular degeneration, and she was going blind, and that's the only reason she came to see us. After the first treatment, she could not see any different. I have her focus on one spot on the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
She could not see a difference. But when she was filling out a chart, we always ask somebody to the patient to fill out an initial treatment report. She was standing there. My manager told me I was not there, and she was standing there to decide whether she had any improvement. And then she suddenly say, oh, my God, I can see all the fine print without my glasses. She yelled so loud. She was so excited. Just after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's exactly what happened with my left eye. Unfortunately, my right eye, due to the pressure, I think, has had vision damage. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm sure that's harder to...
It's harder, but we can
work on.
We can improve it. You keep coming.
Yeah, the other thing I want to add to...
definitely going to continue.
Yes.
Because I don't want to have any more eye loss in my right eye.
Yes.
They want to put a tube. You said
they wanted to do probably a glaucoma filtration surgery to put a tube to drain the excess fluid behind the... Where is it that they said? Want to put the tube?
They 2 months ago, my original physician, who was my glaucoma doctor, wanted to put a drainage device.
Oh, okay.
And I questioned it, and of course, you know, I went to Dr. Tong for some treatments, and I also got a second opinion, but from the second opinion doctors, they were saying that my retina was the problem, that I wasn't the...
Glaucoma.
Well, they saw some retina problems. Mm. Anyway, so...
But here's the point. Putting the tube in is foolish. Okay, let's say your wall is bulging out because there's a leak inside. You put the tube in, of course you're going to drain the fluid. Okay, but you fix the problem or not.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, why your fluid accumulating? It's because of the blockage.
Yeah.
Yeah, from emotional.
And that's the question they can answer when I ask.
They don't know that. That's why.
Why is happening, you know, it's like they don't.
Yeah.
They can't.
The other problem with glaucoma eye surgeries, and I actually did research when I was in college, is that when you, what they'll do is they'll poke a hole in the iris to drain the water out as well, the fluid out. But the thing is, your body has an innate power to heal, so that iris is going to heal up. So what they do to keep it open is they put a chemotherapeutic agent in it so that the hole stays open longer to drain the water out. Now, why would you want to put chemotherapy medication on your eye?
Everything they do is wrong.
It's terrible.
Because treating the symptom.
I'm so glad that I went to you guys because I would have had that drainage put in.
Yeah.
To put in.
Not only that, the other thing I wanted to, sorry to interrupt you, but your eye, the way your eyes look have improved. They used to bulge out and have dark.
Well, and the darkening around
the
eyes, it's not. Anywhere
it's gone. Yes, and we want to get the pictures before and after so we can see it because it's easy to say it, but to see it really, you can see the improvement, how big it is.
Yeah, the darkness around your eyes means kidney problem.
Right.
Okay, and your kidney problem causes your asthma problem. The kidney helps the lung to breathe. So how is asthma now?
And that's the thing. After I have a treatment, I can feel that I'm releasing more mucus or I'm coughing up more mucus, and my breathing is better. I feel more relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, even emotionally, I feel better,
mm-hmm.
you know, from after I have a treatment. I don't feel, you know, all the stress situations that I'm going through right now. I can actually feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing with the kidney is the kidney also supports the liver, which controls
the eye,
which also explains the eye issues. So actually, we really do need to strengthen your kidneys.
So here's the whole point, how we treat the patient. We restore health. To restore health, we need to treat every single system, and not just one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the whole body, and like I was saying, okay, the blockage are emotional mind-body blockages. So when you release the blockages, you we have dumped your emotional trash, past or current emotional trash. Mm-hmm. That's why you feel better. It's not a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what about the pain things that we treated you for a few years ago, the knee and your neck?
As far as the knee, it was an injury at my job, and, of course, workers' comp was, the doctors were saying, well, we've got to do surgery. And I have not had to have surgery. I don't want to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. No more pain, right?
And I had no pain. Of course, it'll come back, and I go have my treatments, and it's gone. I mean, you know, it has really helped that situation, because I don't want to have surgery, mm-hmm. and with my treatments, I have not had to have surgery. So, of course, the workers' comp settled, and of course, they didn't have to do a surgery, and I mean, it was to their benefit financially.
Exactly. Yes. Surgery is very expensive, but here's the point. If you know how to handle your stress and your diet, okay, the pain will never come back.
Right.
Only
right.
because you have so much stress
that will cause
get
the
blockage
pain to come
again,
out. Right.
then the, right. the pain comes back. Okay.
Right.
But you know, treatment, one or two will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can save on healthcare costs.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yes. I mean, like my drops that I got, I copay $50 for a month.
Useless.
Oh my goodness.
Drops. Yeah.
And
useless.
It wasn't even helping your pressure.
You're making it go
it's
up.
Not even helping my pressure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time to share your story with us today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with everything, and we'll follow up with you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Or check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Frank. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us your experience with our treatments and how you came to come see us.
Okay. First, let me thank Dr. Tong and Dr. Lane for inviting me on the program to share
welcome.
My story with your listeners.
Yeah.
I first heard about you guys on K-Bright 740 AM, and I heard the program 7 years ago.
Oh.
But several years ago. I don't remember exactly when. Mm-hmm. But in the last year or more, I've kind of started listening religiously every Saturday at 4 o'clock. So I just became interested because of the injuries I had and the chronic pain that I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I had a serious bout with my sciatica over Thanksgiving holiday this year, and that kind of made up my mind for me to make an appointment and come see you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brought me there.
What happened? Now the first treatment.
So how'd you feel after the first treatment?
It was a really interesting experience. I had Dr. Tong for my first treatment. We sat down and we had a consultation with him, and he explained a lot of things to me. And I had a kind of a working knowledge of a lot of the stuff that he was talking about because I had listened to your program, and I had also kind of read up on a lot of things on my own. And, there's a lot of hard science that supports the doctor's treatment there. So once he began the treatment, my experience just, it was incredible. And I had some primary issues, and then he addressed those, and then he addressed my secondary issues. I think probably the most relevant thing was the secondary problem with my right hip.
Mm-hmm.
When he, I thought it might be related to my injury in my lower back, but when he was treating it, he was explaining to me as he was talking me through the treatment that it was primarily like an emotional issue caught up in my liver, and
blockage.
He talked me through it and released it. It was just really fascinating.
You said that you actually almost spaced out for a little bit, or you had a vision?
Yeah, I did. I kind of had a microsecond flashback, Dr. Tong was talking to me, and he was kind of like talking me through this. I don't know how long it took. I could have.
Like 25 minutes. That's
how we know. Yeah. It was probably several seconds, I thought, but if it was that long, I don't remember exactly.
Well, no. He said when you were giving that injection in the hip.
That's only a
few seconds.
It seemed a long time.
You were able to bend it so much more. The flexibility was just dramatically changed, and you weren't expected.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could do anything with that, and it just took a few minutes before you restored the almost 100% flexibility to my right hip, which I had not had in 15 years or more.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, only a few seconds. Yeah.
And then how's the sciatica now?
Slightly there. I don't know if I'm just kind of consciously aware of it, but the actual daily chronic pain is gone.
Is gone. Right?
Yes.
And the other thing also, lifting weights. You said something about your left shoulder not being able to lift over your head?
Yeah, I've had a neck and shoulder injury, and I hadn't been able to bench press with my arms at perpendicular for over 5 years. When looking back on my workout journal, it's been over six.
Wow.
And after the first treatment, I'd waited a week because I was a little sore and I was unsure. And I normally go to the gym on Sundays, and I'd gone on that the Sunday after the first treatment. And I felt pretty good, and I just got on a flat bench and just tried it, and I was able to bench press a moderate weight without any pain, any sharp pain in the shoulder joint. So I was really surprised. But when I had my second treatment with Dr. Lane, he said, take it easy until things get better. So I've taken your advice on that.
Now, but are you still able to bench press? You're still able to lift your arm up, right?
Yeah, and then actually, it may be a small thing to people that are able to do it every day, but I'm able to lift my my elbow above my shoulder. And so every day I've been able to shampoo my hair standing up in the shower, whereas before I had to bend over.
Bad thing, you're not a woman. how to shampoo your hair. That was terrible.
That's huge for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, you actually take for granted the easy things, even just being able to wash your hair.
Only once you lose it, then you think it's valuable. Yeah.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to share your story with our listeners.
Yeah, okay, doctor.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.